Good Shepherd Sunday. Every year we have Good Shepherd Sunday, and every year we have a slightly different reading for Good Shepherd Sunday because the shepherd reading is long and they divide it into three parts. And there is a little problem with that because then we don't get the whole picture. So I am going to draw things in that are not just in the reading today. Nothing new about that with me, is there? And I must say that these readings touch the context of our lives in different ways. What's going on in the wider world, what's going on in our own lives, and what happens as we come to church. Something happened that surprised me this morning. As soon as I came in, there was a conversation about shepherd dogs. In other words, one woman was saying that she sees the same shepherd dog, which we just happened to see out the window at that point. It was a border collie. And she says, this dog, if you walk to her, she creeps up to you and looks up. She's a shepherd. Which reminded me of a colleague of mine in Montreal who had an Australian shepherd dog. And the first thing that happened when he took it to dog obedience was that he rounded up all the other dogs. He was a shepherd. And that kept on, too, because when he was home, if one person was upstairs and another person was downstairs, he would be on the landing in the middle. He had to keep track of everyone. He was a good shepherd. And so our reading this morning starts with Jesus saying, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd loves the sheep and doesn't run away when the wolf comes. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand doesn't really care about the sheep. But Jesus emphasized, I am the good shepherd. They know my voice and they follow me. And I have sheep in another fold, in other folds, and I will bring them also. I lay my life down for the sheep, and I take it up again. And that is following my Father's commandment to lay down my life for the sheep and to take it up again. Now, what we didn't hear this morning is the passage just before that, which says, I am the gate. Through me, people can come and go and find good pasture. And it ends with the statement that I came to bring people life and to that they may have life abundantly. And so part of the shepherd's job is to make sure that those sheep have life and have it abundantly. Now, that's not just the only context. There is another context right before it in chapter 9. That's the story of the man born blind. And if you remember it, and if you don't, go home and read it. It's a long story. I'm making it very short. The man born blind was begging on the street, and Jesus came along and had him stand up and told him, go wash your eyes in the pool of Siloam, and you will see. Now, the thing to remember about this passage, he does that. He goes and washes his eyes. But the first thing that happened was that that man heard Jesus before he ever saw him. He heard the voice of the shepherd. And when his eyes became sighted, Jesus found him again, and he learned more about who Jesus was, both hearing and seeing. Now, I'm connecting this in a way. It fits to the time that Mary Magdalene is in the garden after the resurrection, and she sees Jesus, and she thinks he is the gardener. Where have you put my Lord? And Jesus says to her, Mary. He calls her by name, and then she sees him, who he is. And she knows that she is also a disciple of him. So both the blind man and Mary heard their voice, the voice of Jesus call them, and they followed. And that is our task to remember. We had Thomas after, who had to see Jesus. And now we are looking at the importance of hearing in our faith, of hearing, staying and listening to what Jesus says to us. Now, this laying down the life for others is a big thing in the Gospel of John. I lay my life down for the sheep. And in our second reading, we have the first letter of John telling us about that, that laying our life down for Jesus is trusting in Jesus and listening to the call and loving one another and laying down our lives for others around us, which we then take up again. It's not always on the cross that we lay down our lives. It's in our everyday lives that God calls us and that we follow and take care of the sheep around us and take the good news of Jesus. And what is that good news in this reading? That it is that Jesus brings abundant life for all of us. Finally, there's a third passage, which I left out this morning, but it fits now, where people after this section are arguing over who Jesus, does he have a demon? No, he's a good man, he doesn't have a demon. And that is a question that I think we need to ask ourselves too. Who is Jesus to me? Who am I bringing when I lay down my life for others but Jesus, who brings abundant life to me? So as we leave this place this morning, let's remember the Good Shepherd who is our shepherd and calls us to lay our lives down for others as we live our lives abundantly in his presence. Thanks be to God.